Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are now into hour number three. I'm taking your phone calls. Coming up, the world's reawakening to what really happened on 9/11. The destruction of Building 7, the 47-story CIA FBI headquarters. But now, back to your phone calls. Steve in Georgia, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I've got three grandchildren. I got one that's starting in kindergarten now. How, as a grandparent, and I'm looking at one of them right now, my 4-year-old granddaughter, how do you protect them as a grandparent from these people? If I go and pick them up from school and I sit there and watch them, you know, you don't see nothing when you do that. But
well, sir, even in classically conservative, smart areas like Georgia and Tennessee and Texas, it's just as bad in many jurisdictions. So if you're in a rural area and you go to the school boards and you meet the teachers and you watch them, there's not a problem. But if the school's got rainbow flags hanging up and does Pride Month, then you know your child will be brainwashed. If the school has the rainbow flag, if it's on the, you have to visit the classrooms, it's there, and they will, they follow manuals created by MI6 and the CIA on record, Tavistock Institute. This current CIA director runs the program. He helped develop the program 40 years ago at the Carnegie Endowment. And so if they have the rainbow crap there, that doesn't mean, I don't hate gay people or whatever. It means the cult is there. They have a program to confuse the child and tell them not to tell you and then later take them away from you. I know people here in Austin, 30, 40, 50-year-olds who have 2-3 children who already I have one friend who put his kids in public school, and one is 18, one's 16, and one's 12. All three say they're transgender, 2 girls and 1 boy. And he's like more of a libertarian. He's like, well, I don't like it. I wouldn't have done it. But my God, they're already screwed up. What do I do? I mean, so it's everywhere. It's government funded. A lot of the private schools do it too. So if you see any of that stuff in the school, they're doing it. And I'd say conservatively, half the schools are doing it. And a lot of the private schools are doing it, sir. So you've absolutely, they'd be better. They're not going to learn how to read and write in these places anyways now. So if the school's been penetrated, then you'll know it, but you have to go inspect the classrooms.
I have done that, and I haven't seen anything like it in their classroom. No rainbow, anything.
Well, you just need to go to the school board, go to some of the meetings or contact the school board and ask about what curriculum, what diversity curriculum they're teaching. Because they won't just teach them that they're another sex. They'll teach them white people are inherently evil. They'll teach them they're bad because they're white. I got articles on that around the country right now where they are literally making the children in California in elementary school spend about a third of their curriculum time learning that they're evil because they're white. They put the whites in one area, the blacks in another, Hispanics in another. They teach the blacks and Hispanics to hate the whites. They teach the whites that they're guilty and to take it. It's all to destroy society. So that's what I do. But if you have the money, to help out your kids, your son or your daughter, daughter-in-law, father-in-law, I don't know which ones are which one's your son, which one's the actual daughter, decide, hey, we're going to help you guys out. One of you needs to just stay home and homeschool them. Anybody with a high school education, you'll educate them better than the school. You can do homeschooling 2 hours a day and then spend the rest of the day teaching your kids how to, fix a roof or, get a kiln and do pottery or going out hunting or go get them a job when they're 12 or have work with just basic life skills. But in 2 hours, and our 6-year-old daughter, she's 6 next week, she is homeschooled. We tried 2 different private schools. They still had leftist garbage in them that they hid that we found. It wasn't super bad, but it'll get progressively worse. So she's homeschooled now. And she's learned more in 2 months being purely homeschooled than she learned the last year and a half. And my wife only homeschools 2 hours every morning. And then my daughter, hey, now we're going to cook lunch. Now we're going to go out and work in the garden. Now we're going to go out and we're going to learn carpentry. Now we're going to go out. So that's what I would do. But there's nothing more precious than your grandchildren, sir. So I think you've heard that info. Does that help you?
It does a lot. Thank you so much. I have 2 dollars.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I just hope we could get a grip on this and eradicate, obliterate all this stuff.
Only when we... Yes, sir. God bless you. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going right back to your phone calls and some breaking news and more. Building 7 with Tucker Carlson talking about it. But Steve in Georgia just called in with the trillion-dollar question. How do we get a grip on this transgender CIA death cult, sterilization cult, pedo cult, and how do we eradicate it? And the answer is, at this level now, you cannot eradicate it. It's gotten too big a foothold. You can contain it, though. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to segregate your children from the system. You're going to have to watch everything and just imagine that there's a good chance any school or institution or program you let them watch is full of pedophile brainwashing. That's all this is, depopulation, sterilization, brainwashing. They can't kill them in the womb, then they're going to kill their fertility and put them on the fast track to suicide. And so first you have to know how widespread it is, which I've even been blown away by, and how fast it's growing like a wildfire. And then you got to make the lifestyle choices that maybe you don't go on those vacations every year if you don't have the money, but you protect your children. And then you point blank start explaining to them that basically bad people have taken over the government in many levels, and you don't know who's good and who's bad. You've got to explain to them that they don't want them to have children and that they want to confuse them and come after them. And more books are being written for children by conservative groups that explain this to them. And, you know, you have the old fairy tales. Nobody knows how old Little Red Riding Hood is, but they think it's over 500 years old in German. Just like Hansel and Gretel is. And what is Hansel and Gretel about? Well, you know, they go out in the woods at night and they get lost and the witch grabs them and puts them in a cage and starts fattening them up, you know, so she can eat them. Now, was there an actual witch out in the woods going to eat them? No, there were bad, psychotic people even then. So Little Red Riding Hood is, you can't explain to them, hey, when you're walking from the parents' house, maybe a mile through the woods to see grandma, and if you see a man out there, he's really the big bad wolf. If you don't know him, and so he may act really nice to you, but if you don't know somebody, you need to run. And that's putting fear into children because there's real fear. Kind of like, hey, don't climb out the back window when you're 5 because mom's taking a nap while dad's at work and play in the street. And I would sit there and knew how to unlock the windows, you know, in the summer or whatever, when my dad was at work. And whenever my mom would love to take naps, and she'd lock the doors and give me books and stuff and say, I'm going to take an hour nap. Well, and we lived in Dallas then, not in a great area, but not in a bad area. And I would, there was a pretty big road just about 100 yards away. And back then, people still had chickens in their backyards and stuff, even in Dallas. I lived down the other road and see this old lady had chickens in her backyard. And I would open the window, the kitchen window or whatever, and I'd climb out the window. When I was 4 or 5 years old, and I would get on the roof, and I would go around looking for friends to play with, and I would go down there and start, I'd get food out of the refrigerator, go feed the chickens, and the old lady come out and try to bring me back and knock on the door. And that was the only time I got whippings was dangerous. And finally, when I was about 5 years old, I wouldn't stop doing stuff like that. And there was a dead possum down the street in the road. And my dad grabbed me and took me down there. And he yelled at me and he shoved my face down with a dead possum. And he said, "You see its guts? You see it dead here in the road? You see what's going on? You are going to get your ass killed because, I mean, I go all over the place if you don't stop doing it. So I'm going to beat the hell out of you. We're going back to the house and you're locked in your room for a day." And he never really whipped me hard. And he took out a belt and, you know, I mean, I had, you know, he beat the hell out of me. And you know why I did that? Because I wasn't listening. And you know what? I stopped leaving the house when I wasn't supposed to. I was the type of kid, wake up when it was a full moon, 2 a.m., go out the front door. And, you know, I stopped doing it at that point because my dad finally beat the hell out of me. And that's why they taught all this Dr. Spock crap, not Spock from Star Trek, but a child psychologist in the 60s and 70s and 80s said, "Oh, don't ever tell your children what to be. Don't ever tell them what to do. Don't ever spank them." And it's better to do reward, punishment. Like, if you want to watch a cartoon or you want to have chocolate pudding for dessert, do all your chores and do what you're supposed to. Or if you want to go to that birthday party this Saturday, do what you're supposed to do. Or if you want a new BB gun, we're going to put it on the calendar here for 3 months. You've got to do everything you're told to get that BB gun. And then I would behave myself to get the new BB gun. Okay? And so, by then we didn't live in Dallas. We lived, you know, further outside Dallas. But that's really the issue here. But a lot of it is the environment. Where do you raise kids? The ideal place would be out in the country around some nice neighbors. And the neighbors get to know you, and they watch out. So there is that saying of it takes a village, but a village of people you trust to raise your children. You know, my dad was not a troublemaker growing up in the country, but he occasionally hung out with troublemakers, and just for fun, you know, they'd get caught stealing watermelons or whatever, or, you know, driving around in the older teenager's car when he was 16 and my dad's 12, and they're all drunk. And, you know, my grandfather knew the sheriff's department, and the sheriff's department one time just took my dad and a few of his friends and beat him up. And then my grandfather was happy about it. But that's the whole point. That's all gone so people don't have any fear. I mean, I remember the coaches paddling the hell out of me. But I wasn't afraid of that. They'd say, "You can choose to run 4 miles around the track, or you could choose 4 pops. I'd say, "Give me the pops." And they figured out I didn't care about the pops. They go, "Jones, you're going to run around the football stadium. So, or you're going to go up and down the bleachers for 2 hours. Do you throw up?" And that still didn't fully control me, but it controlled me some. And so we're talking about what has to be done here. If you don't discipline your children, somebody else will. And it's real easy when they're little bitty to train them and not have to spank them and just cause and effect, no. And just physically stop them from doing what they're not supposed to. No, don't stick things in the light socket. No, don't pull the plants out, you know, of the planters and throw them around the house when your mother's asleep or whatever. I mean, everybody knows when you get in trouble, mom takes a nap and, you know, whatever, and you're running around like a gremlin in the house or whatever, or breaking your sister's toys, or, you know, my neighbor buddy was always getting in trouble for that. But the point is that the TV's raising the children and it's designed to screw them up. And is it better your kid gets run over and killed, or is it better the fifth, sixth time you've been told, do not go out and play in the damn street? Do not cross the street. If you do it again, I'm going to punish you. Now, again, you can watch seals do this. You can watch deer do this. You can watch lions do this. You can watch bears do this. And there's famous videos. I was able to find a few years ago on YouTube, but I saw them back when I used to watch Animal Planet and stuff. And it was a baby seal kept going over to a hole in the ice that the seals were using to go in and out, which also killer whales hunt by and wait by. And the baby seal keeps not listening. It's gotten a lot bigger now and keeps going over by the hole. And the mother comes over and literally bites him on the hind quarter, and a little bit of blood comes out, bites him. And I've seen an older fawn, doesn't have spots anymore, when it runs out and the mother runs out and tries to push it back in the woods, and I've seen the mother deer turn around and kick it. And I've seen horses do that to colts. It's not a full power kick, but it's like, boom, we think there's something dangerous out here. You shouldn't be out in this field. I'm going to kick you. Or the seal doesn't have hands. It's got flippers, so it bites its baby to tell it, you're about to be killed. And in the same show, it shows another baby seal go over, and boom! Killer whale gets it. Killer whale gets it. And it's the same thing. There's footage I've seen of a bunch of walruses with their babies. And a polar bear is coming in trying to get one of the babies and eat it because it's wandering off. And you see the walruses running around in a circle, pushing the baby seal, the baby pinnipeds, the baby walruses, back into the group. And they're aggressively ramming into them to get them behind the line of the male walruses that then sit there and try to hold off the polar bear. That's what you have to do when they're not listening. Do you want the polar bear to eat the baby walrus, or do you want the walruses to run into it and say, get your ass over here? I mean, it's really that simple. We can probably find the videos of it to show it to you. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me?
I fought with the devil.
I fought with the devil. Got down on his level, but an so he gave a phone.
All right, I said I was taking phone calls, but I spent that last segment talking about basic discipline. It's better just to train children, and I'm not the best at this, but I know it works. To get them up early, make them do chores, love them, and just correct them and be there with them as much as you can, and then you won't need a lot of really serious discipline with most boys or girls, but you know some boys are more aggressive, and quite frankly, the more the leader, the more aggressive, the better a male will be when he's an adult, the worse they're going to be when they're little. But they need that guidance. And girls are statistically twice as likely to be more malleable, and that means they can get abused even worse by the system because they want to comply and, quote, work together. And they're the ones being targeted by the globalists the most is the women. And they think they're going along with a system that cares about them. It's a system designed to destroy them that's targeting them. Let's go back to your calls to Trevor in New York. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding.
Hey, great finally talking to you.
Good to talk to you.
I live in New York, and I own a gas stove that they're passing legislation to get rid of.
Yes.
And I use my gas stove to cook, and when my friends come over, we all just get high off it. Are they taking away my American right to get high off my gas stove? And
that's really a good rational. That's funny. Are you going to post this to the internet as a joke? I appreciate your call. Let me tell you how funny it is. They're moving to ban all the gasoline-powered cars. Natural gas is totally clean, and they said replace the coal power plants with gas. So we did that. They don't work as well, and so the prices went way up. And they don't work in cold weather, okay? And so now they've announced a plan to get rid of those too. So if you like paying double or triple your power bill and being rationed for power, and there won't be enough power for the electric cars, and if you like being poor and people freezing to death, then it's so funny getting high off your gas stove. Never heard of such a thing. Doesn't get you high. What it is cheap, clean energy that people depend on, and that's not funny. You'll be laughing when we're in a total depression, you damn idiot. Cutting the energy off's not a joke. It's a death sentence. The UN's announced a plan to ban rice because it's grown in swamp water, and they claim methane's bad, and ban the damn cows. Half the planet gets 80% of its damn calories from rice. You think billions of people dead? Funny? Dumbass. Dodo Bird in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, you're talking about how to bring down this cult. We got to get to the root cause of this cult. You know, we had Jeffrey Epstein. He never, his client list still hasn't been released. And his lawyer came on your show. And I read the agreed statement between him and Virginia and their lawyer, and it seems like a Mexican standoff.
Well, I'm confused by what you're saying. I know that one of the lawyers that did do work for him was Alan Dershowitz, and he's been cleared of anything. He didn't go to the island like they said. But you know, lawyers are a different bird because they go out and they represent people. They advise people. I know Dershowitz at one point was even talking about consulting us on the rig cases I was in. And so that doesn't mean he's Alex Jones because he talks to Alex Jones, but I hear you. We investigated Trump. He didn't do anything with Epstein either. If he did, I'd totally be against him on that, like I'm against Trump on the shots. But you sink into the heart of it. I don't think Epstein's the heart of it. I think he's a big arm of it, and we just exposed that last hour. But the big thing is the CIA director saying he never met with Epstein, and now it's confirmed he did. And that's an article on Infowars.com. Epstein private calendar emerges among prominent names listed are Biden CIA chief and Goldman top lawyer. Anything else?
Yeah, I think this plays in, and it's all tied together with House Bill 269 that just was signed into law in Israel by the governor.
Well, yes, I do not like the bill that DeSantis signed. It's anti-free speech. It's very dangerous, and it's just terrible. And we saw Greg Abbott push similar legislation here in Texas. I don't like people saying mean things about any group, but they have a right to do it. And Ireland's passing a law where you even have any, quote, extremist material that's anything they say, anti-lockdown, anti-open border, anti-open border, you get jail time. You're guilty until proven innocent. So you're absolutely right. What DeSantis did was terrible. I appreciate your call. Let's go to John in Florida. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about the border real quick. So on that border, there's the oldest cartel in Mexico is called the Gulf Cartel. And they made their first billions of dollars during the alcohol prohibition with the Catholic side of, which is part of the reason I really don't trust any of the Catholic Kennedys. Even though Robert is like over here telling some serious truth, I wonder if it's all just another intel plot, you know, like the rest of them.
Well, I mean, sure. His grandfather, Joseph Kennedy, was one of the main gangsters and big Wall Street guys shipping in massive amounts of alcohol during Prohibition. And that's where they made their money. But I see RFK Jr. legitimately taking on the globalists and really angering them. And you can't say that what he's saying isn't true, and he's saying it in prominent places. So I go by the fruit of the tree. So that's where I stand. But obviously, trust but verify, I openly don't agree with some of his policies. So that's where I'm at with RFK.
Well, I honestly think that our intelligence agents some sort of contract with this cartel, because I think they're the ones doing basic.
Yeah, sorry, your phone's broken up. I appreciate your call, but I did get some of your good points. Thank you very much. Brian in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Great supplements. I've just been buying them recently. They're all excellent. But I was going to talk on the prions. In the vaccines?
Yes. For those that don't know, the spike protein is basically a prion similar to what causes spongiform encephalopathy or mad cow disease, and it continues replicating in the body. Yes, go ahead.
So there's a wasting disorder that basically deer and elk get where they produce the prions in their body?
Yes.
And then the mad cow disease, it says on like Wikipedia that that self-replicates, but I remember the original story was they were squeezing the brains to get the oils because they got the oil from the corn for corn oil. Then they'd put the brain oil basically into the corn, and it was bioaccumulating in the cows, and that's what was causing all the mad cow disease. So what seems to be, if they're giving these shots to the shots, not only can spike proteins act like prions, the part of the they had a map all the spikes on the coronavirus, so they couldn't do all of it. The section they chose to map contained a prion. So these spike proteins are definitely prions.
No, they are protein prions of the HIV virus.
Well, they're giving them to livestock now. They're basically giving the same shots they would have given to people because they're not taking them. They're putting it in their livestock.
We've confirmed they've been doing it since 2018 to pigs.
Like, you can't eat this. It's gonna bioaccumulate. It's gonna be in the manure.
Sir, they're poisoning the entire planet. The air, the water, the fluoride, the electromagnetic 5G. You got it. And all the different diseases and disorders are exploding.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Taking your phone calls live on Tuesday edition, May 2nd, 5:30.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to talk Tucker Carlson in Building 7. Next segment, we'll continue on your calls. And Media Matters had a mole inside his operation that has leaked supposedly damning information on Tucker Carlson. We've watched the videos. It makes me love him even more. I mean, it's him trying to maximize the reach of his show. It's him bitching about technical problems and telling them get their asses together. Delete that. It's him saying F you to Media Matters. And, of course, they had a mole inside his operation. Look, similar groups have done the same thing here. They go around for years. They record. They creep around. And then when they can't find anything, they go make stuff up. And they get paid to do this. I mean, this is what these groups do. And, oh, such and such quit. Yeah, the last few weeks they were going around talking bad about black people and saying the N-word, trying to get us to do it. We were going to come to you and, yeah, blah, 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 but, you know, we didn't want to stir up trouble. I'm like, no, you immediately come to me when that's going on. And then you get to see the folks, you know, in the newspaper putting out stories about you, telling absolute lies. That's how desperate these people are. And that's how dangerous this is. But what happens is, when you mess with an Alex Jones or a Tucker Carlson or a Joe Rogan, it doesn't make us bend over and grovel to you. It makes us fight you harder. And it certainly made me more aggressive, and it certainly made Tucker Carlson wake up. Okay, so that's the type of stuff that was going on. I told you when Tucker got fired, I said, you know, I know the stuff he goes through, the same stuff we've gone through, where you can't ever be in a room alone with somebody. He had to move out of New York and out of D.C. where he was based and do it, you know, out of the middle of nowhere in Florida with a trusted crew, but they still had moles there. Because they were sending the feeds back during the breaks or keeping recording in D.C. and in New York when they had the cameras on down there. And so that's how this works. And imagine, they spy on us for years. They have moles inside the operation. They don't now. The last mole was discovered a few months ago. And then those moles show up at the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they show up at the ADL, and they show up at Media Matters. And all those groups are basically fronts of the intelligence agency. So that's what we're dealing with. That's why we need your prayers. And it gets worse than that. They target your family members. They do dirty tricks. They do basically COINTELPRO type stuff. And it's just what they do. You know, they call your wife up and tell them stuff that's not true. But after people figure that out, they're awake. That's how Candace Owens woke up. You know, she was a big liberal. She created a social network media thing. And then all of a sudden she was getting emails from white supremacists and other groups threatening her and all the rest of it. And then the feminist group she was working with, liberal group, messed up and left in the header their emails. And then she caught them posing as right-wingers, attacking her to get control of her. And that's what universities do all over the country. When the freshmen show up on the bus, they've already got a file on them, and they say, hey, there's a KKK rally today, there's this or that. We got to protect you. We got to bring you this facility. And then they show them videos and tell them about what's going on, and they induct them into a leftist cult. They believe they're being protected, but they're not. It's the same thing with the transgender movement. So these are tactics. These are cult brainwashing tactics. These are gang tactics. You know, that's how in inner cities, gangs get Hispanic and black youth and also white youth into them, because they say, oh, that other group's going to come after you if you don't get protection from us. And so it's all mob psychology. It's what's going on. So I'm gonna play some of that coming up. Just because it's so hilarious that this is the best you've got. Wow, this is really bad. This is really, I mean, and again, that's how low down people are. They'll approach people that already work for you, and they'll approach and get people into your operations as well. And we've caught them, you know, trying to infiltrate the operation. And it's crazy. I mean, as if we don't know how to do background checks, as if we don't know how to ferret stuff out. So now we've caught them trying to put people that have been sheep-dipped that work for intelligence agencies in here. And again, they don't think we don't know that. And then what do you think they do once they get in here? What do you think they do? Okay. So this is where we live. This is the real world, folks. This is who's up against you and your family. But they're not just going after Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson. They're going after your five-year-olds. We're just talking about that. But if you're aware of them, they no longer have power. Mark in New Jersey on the vaccine and Trump. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
When President Trump gets the vaccine, it's like, in the beginning, the first thing he said that it was a Democrat.
Hey, do me a favor. Do me a huge favor. Will you take your phone off? Take your phone off speakerphone, brother.
I'm took it off speaker. I'm in the car. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like everything he tried to do in the beginning, he said hydroxychloroquine, and they killed him. That he said it's Democrat hoax that they murdered him. He tried to close the border to China, and it's all the media, the perception of the people. Like, I can't even get people to understand that people died from the vaccine. So everybody wants to kill Trump about the vaccine. He tried to go in the beginning against it, and they went against him. And then he never forced it on anyone. And right now I feel like I don't even know what to do, because I think if they think Trump is going to win, they're either not going to let us vote, or they're going to say another virus is out, and they're going to do 100% mail in ballots, or they're going to try to steal it with 100%.
No, I totally agree. I don't think Trump's a bad person. I know how they manipulated him. He did 95% good, 5% bad. and I absolutely agree with you, and he's the guy that's going to get the nomination. That's why they're trying to put him in prison right now.
I don't see how we're going to, I don't think they're going to let us vote our way out of this. But I'm not saying to be violent, but people just got to stop listening to them. They're not a legitimate government. And I mean, as far as for me, I'm not going to listen to a word that they tell me. And I'm hoping that they push it too far so people will finally wake up.
Like no, I hear you. I hear you. And I totally agree with you. We've all got to become vocal, like you're doing calling to talk radio. We've all got to just go out and speak up against this, and we're really starting to win. Thank you for the call. Moving quick here. Jared in Ohio. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hey, Alex. Just wanted to touch base with you and talk about what they're doing to our children, how we can fight back. I've got three kids of my own. And they really want us to lose all hope. That's why they're trying to take our children away from us. That's why they're trying to indoctrinate them. I actually wrote a little bit of a song about it called Pleading for Apocalypse. And one of the lines of it is that, you know, they killed the wonder of our sons and that our only hope is in our child's play. And that's really, we need to focus on protecting the innocence of our children, and we need to be neighbors to each other. We need to make sure we're all informed, all our families are informed, and we need to take action just in our immediate area and then branch out, create art, take back the culture like we're currently doing. And because the only hope is our children.
Yes, the New World Order knows they're losing, so they're desperately trying to get all the children now. And it's so sad how many they are able to capture, but they're really waking up the sleeping giant by doing that. So pray to God, stay focused, and try to clean up your own area and then start branching out from there and wake others up. Exactly. Beautiful point. Anything else?
Just mostly just that, and make sure you're intaking healthy things mentally and physically. Because if you're listening to a bunch of garbage on the radio, and first of all, you're empowering the machine and you need to take power away from it by taking your attention away from it. And you need to let them starve.
I totally agree, Jared. Thanks for holding. Thanks for saying that. We're going to go to break. I'm going to hit some Tucker Carlson news. Then we're going to go to Frank in Montana and others in the order that your calls have been received. We'll get to the bank collapse with Jeff and others. So everybody stay there. Alina, Tom, Frank, Jeff, Rudy, Brian. We'll try to get to all of you before Maria Z takes over the next hour. Then the wonderful, informative, dynamic Patriot, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show and band.video. Share those links everywhere. I see folks taking clips of the shows. I see people promoting Owen, Ann Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. weekdays, American Journal. I see what you're doing, listeners and viewers. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, humbly, for all you're doing and your support. Please remember, spread the word about the broadcast and buy products that you need that enrich your life. Infowarsstore.com. Fish oil is so good for children's brains. Filtered water is so good for children's brains. The first thing we do is start taking care of our children. Chemically, biologically, that's the first step because they're priming them for these gender-bending chemicals through the water and food supply. So no GMO, no fast food, get as healthy as possible. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, so Media Matters, ADLs of the Poverty Law Center, they get moles inside your operation, and then the moles release the info, and then the next phase is they make stuff up. We've been through it. We've gone through it. And this is the best Media Matters has. Here he is, mad that Fox Nation was having technical problems, and saying he wants to put his most important information on his nightly show so it reaches more people. That makes him sound like a great guy. There's then also clips that somebody leaked out of their Media Matters of him saying F Media Matters. And stuff like that. So let's play those clips back to back. Here it is.
I don't want to be a slave to Fox Nation, which I don't think that many people watch anyway. We're gonna because I you know, I'm like a representative of the American media now.
Right.
Speaking to an exile in Romania and welcoming him back into the Brotherhood of Journalists.
Yeah, it would help us out if he wore a sweater, though, because we asked him not to wear a suit. Like, he was panicking about it and said, you don't have to. Tucker's going to be looking casual. That's just how our show looks. Is that okay?
I mean, this is airing on the nighttime show, and I want it to look official. I don't want it to be like bro talk. And I... You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the majority of it, like if we go like 45 minutes, it's going to be for Fox Nation.
But nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Yeah. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks. So I'd really like to just dump the whole thing on YouTube. But anyway, that's just my view. I'm just frustrated with it's hard to use that site. I don't know why they're not fixing it. It's driving me insane. And they're like making like lifetime movies, but they don't work on the infrastructure of the site. Like what? It's crazy, and it drives me crazy because it's like we're doing all this extra work and no one can find it. It's unbelievable, actually. I don't know who runs that site.
We're going to play a sizable chunk on the show tomorrow night. That's the plan. And then what it's going to do is drive a lot of people to watch this on Fox Nation. It's going to be a great help to what we're doing over there on CC today.
I know, but we're doing our part. We're like working like animals to produce all this content, and the people in charge of it, whoever that guy's, whatever his name is, like they're ignoring the fact that the site doesn't work. And I think it's like a betrayal of our efforts. That's how I feel. So I resent it. You wouldn't? Okay. I'm not, you know what? I'm not qualified on that score, I will say. I thought his girlfriend was kind of yummy. Just kidding. In case this is being pulled off the bird. Yeah, the bird. Hey, media matters for America. Go fuck yourself. That's the first thing I want to say tonight. Second thing is, totally kidding, I don't even know what his girlfriend looks like. And if I did, I would not find her yummy.
Well, I feel great. You know, I can never assess my appearance. I wait for my postmenopausal fans to weigh in on that. My IFB.
What? They want to control me from afar? Okay, I'm putting the leash on.
You can...
We'll do it live. I got you, baby.
Okay, so he knows he's hooked up to Fox via satellite. And this is the best they've got up at Fox, now that they fired him, leaking this, probably from Fox to Media Matters, to make him look bad. This is the best they've got of years of them sitting there recording. He goes, oh, I bet you're recording this off the bird. Off the bird. He realizes he finally says one thing after night recording him during the breaks. And he finally goes, oh, I bet you're going to get that off the bird. You're going to use that. And then years later, they do. I mean, this is what they've got. This is what they have. And why are they scared? Well, it's everything Tucker was doing, but it was Tucker really finding God and coming out and saying it's a battle between good versus evil. That is the straw that broke the camel's back. I can tell you, I'm going to leave it at that. But here he is, just in March, a month and a half ago. Tucker, no one cares if you are a flat earther, but if you question Building 7, you lose your job. Here he is.
If you go on TV tonight and say, I think the earth is flat, people just laugh at you. They don't care if you think the earth is flat. It's not a threat to anyone. But if you say, like, what actually happened with Building 7? Like, that is weird, right? It doesn't, like, what
right,
is that?
Right.
If you were to say something like that on television, they'd flip out. They would flip out. You'd like lose your job over that. Why? Why? It's my country.
Right.
It's an attack on my country. Can I ask you? Like, I don't really understand. Do buildings actually collapse? No, they. Maybe they do. I don't know. But like, why can't I ask questions about that? Anything you're not allowed to ask questions about is something you should be asking more questions about. As far as I'm concerned.
All right. So here's Tucker in studio with this one of many times he's been on. Here's Tucker 9 years ago where I'm informing him about Building 7.
Hey, have you seen Building 7 collapse, the Solomon Brothers building?
No.
I want to show you that right now.
Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
Minutes ago, I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has. We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details.
Was this after the collapse of the other two?
Yes, and she's saying it's fallen. Building 7.
By the mayor, Rudy Giuliani, much earlier today because of, course, the dreadful collapse of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. But New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly.
They announced Building 7 fell 25 minutes before it did, and then lied and said this wasn't real, and then later admitted it. And then we have the up-close footage of CNN. Police saying, get back, they're going to bring it down.
If you're in that building, it'll be coming down.
Building is about to blow up. Move it back.
All right, guys.
We are looking back. The building is about to blow up.
It was all
as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Well, pancaking almost like a precision implosion.
Reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
All non-essential personnel away from that collapse.
I don't want to put you on the spot here and have the black helicopters come after you, Tucker Carlson, but what do you think of that?
You know, I'm not a structural engineer. I think it's upsetting to watch it. I remember when that happened. I mean, look, I have no idea. I don't know anything. I mean, I don't understand how buildings collapse. I don't understand how Building 7 collapsed.
You know, the last clip we should play, I forgot to tell you guys to get this. Get Larry Silverstein on PBS 6 months after. Larry Silverstein says, just pull it. He says, well, we were worried it would come down wrong, so we blew it up to protect the other buildings, and pull it is the name, the term of that. Pull up Larry Silverstein, please. As soon as you have it, we'll play it. So Tucker and I have talked, you know, since then about it, and he's investigated and thinks it's really crazy. CIA, FBI base there. We have the countdown when they bring the building down. We have BBC saying it fell 25 minutes before it did, and CNN, Aaron Brown saying it, because they were given the memo, the building has collapsed. Well, it got to them early, kind of like an hour before they even arrested Lee Harvey Oswald. They published it in Asian and Australian newspapers that Lee Harvey Oswald was the killer, because they had this pre-script out there, but the script got to him early, so they published Lee Harvey Oswald was the guy and had been arrested before he was even arrested. Now, that's a historic fact. And they jumped the gun with their scripting. They blew up Building 7. I talked to the emergency management of New York deputy head, Barry Jennings, before he mysteriously died a few weeks after he was on. And he said they should get out of the building. There were bombs in the building as well. He said he was told that by the Port Authority and by the head of emergency management. So that's what's going on here. We're going to go to break, come back, take some calls. If we don't find Larry Silverstein now, it's all over the place still. We will put it in post when we post this live show, this live right now, to Band.Video. And Band.Video is not perfect, but it works a lot better than Fox Nation. We're not in competition with Fox Nation, but it's also free, but the stuff's all up there. And so be sure and go check out and navigate and be part of Band.Video. They block sharing the URL Band.Video. So the current URL that mirrors it and has all its own links is MadMaxWorld.tv. They found the clip. Here it is.
Safety. I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Pull is a demolition term for destroy. To do a good job of building that big would take about a week and a half to set up the explosives. So how did they set the explosives up while it was on fire? Well, how does a tooth fairy fly into your daughter or son's bedroom at night and lose a tooth and give them $5? The answer is it doesn't happen. It was pre-rigged by the globalist. We'll be back with hour number four.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.